Representatives from Human Rights Watch are in Kurdish-controlled northern Iraq and have been interviewing Iraqi soldiers who've deserted their posts. These may be the first interviews with Iraqi soldiers conducted by civilians since the outbreak of the war. Eric Stover is director of the Human Rights Center at the University of California at Berkeley. He's there. He joins us on the line from Erbil. Eric, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And what do these soldiers tell you?
Well, we were able to interview over the last few days about 26 soldiers who surrendered to the Kurdish forces. And you need to understand that these are really grunts. I mean, these are the lowest on the ladder in terms of ranks. And they have been posted out on the front lines now for weeks, some of them for months. Mm-hmm. And they're telling us that they're living under atrocious conditions. They get a pay of about $2 a month. Some of them haven't been paid for months. They have no contact with their families. The food is very meager. We understand that some have even been taken to eating grass, which they mix up with a little water. Mm-hmm. They don't. They have to get water from puddles. And then on top of that, they're facing this relentless U.S. airstrikes, which usually begin late in the afternoon and can last throughout the evening and into the morning mm-hmm. hours. These soldiers are realizing now's the time to escape, and so they've started coming over more frequently in the last 3 or 4 days.
Were they forced to fight?
In the Iraqi army, if you're a male, you have to serve 3 years. And some of them have gone into the army 4 or 5 years ago, and then they become essentially professional deserters. They've left, escaped, been arrested, brought back to the army, and then forced to come up to the front lines. And they don't want to be here.
Not to put too fine a point on it, but I was told that some soldiers had told you that people in their unit were shot by their own officers.
Of the 26, all of them told us that they had heard of executions. Mm-hmm. There was one who had actually eyewitnessed it, and there were others in the camp also eyewitnessed it, but they were very reluctant to talk. So this one eyewitness told us the story. And this took place 10 days ago. And he said that there were 10 deserters mm-hmm. who had tried to escape. They were caught. They were brought back to their positions and lined up next to a hill where other men in his unit were brought out and made to witness as a colonel went down the line and executed these men and then pulled their bodies up onto the hill so they could be better viewed.
They're worried about their families now that they've deserted?
Extremely, extremely. And on top of that, you have this extreme fear that now that they've deserted, now that they've come over to the Kurdish side, if their names are published, their families could indeed suffer reprisals.
Do they feel that the rule of Saddam Hussein is over?
The thing is, while they've been on the front line, they haven't had radios. They don't really know what's going on in the rest of the country. I mean, they certainly wish to see the fall of Saddam Hussein. And I should also mention that they were frightened to turn themselves into the Kurdish Peshmerga fighters because their officers had told them, look, if you turn yourself into the Kurdish fighters, the Peshmerga, you're going to be executed. But indeed, when they turned themselves in, they found that the Kurdish forces were treating them very well. They have no complaints. They've been interrogated by Kurdish military and U.S. military, and so far we have heard no complaints in terms of any ill treatment.
Eric Stover of Human Rights Watch, speaking from Erbil in northern Iraq. Thanks very much.
Thank you.